Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. After all the backlash that certain companies have been facing for polluting waterways and causing water disruptions, it's sad to see that there are still those who dare dump their chemical wastes in ditches. The Jabodan Alam Sekitar, Jas, Selangor and the Klang Municipal Council, MPK, raided a location in Jalan Telok Gong, Pelabuhan Klang, after they were suspected of water pollution. As according to Barita Harian, Norazaya Jaffer, the director of Jas Selangor, said that the premises was illegally washing used barrels, which has caused the formation of white foam in a ditch in Taman Ubudia. When Jas Selangor and MPK's raid happened at about 10 a.m. earlier, the floors and drains of the location was found to be wet despite there being no operations. Further investigation at the premises found that a covered area was being used as a place to wash used barrels. The water used in the washing, which includes scheduled waste, has been illegally drained into a ditch located behind the premises. Further investigations also found that the used barrels were acquired from around Klang and the washed ones were to be sold to factories such as chemical manufacturing plants for refilling purposes, she shared. Chemical samples from the used barrels have been taken in as evidence for prosecution and washing equipment have been temporarily confiscated under Detention of Equipment Operations under Section 39(1)(a) of the Environmental Quality Act 1974. The owner of the premises is being investigated under Section 34(a) of the Environmental Quality Act 1974 for failing to submit a report on the impact on the environment as a result of the prescribed activities, Section 34(b) for placing schedules waste on the premises without any approval, Section 18(1) for carrying out activities on premises without obtaining any license and Section 19(a) for carrying out activities on designated premises without obtaining any written permission, she added. Jas urges the general public to be their eyes and ears by making reports on any environmental wrongdoing they spot. Together, we can finally put a stop to pollution. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, could the recent water disruptions be caused by the Tidak Apa attitude of Malaysians? Source, Barita Harian. Source, Barita Harian. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.